Have you ever felt unsure of someone's desire to keep up that conversation at a networking event? Or are you unsure of how to approach someone at a networking event whom you don't know but you want to get to know? Today, we're going to break down three body language cues to help you figure out exactly what the person you're talking to at this event is trying to say and communicate through their body language. Also, how to walk up and introduce yourself to someone who you'd like to get to know there with confidence. You're listening to More Style, a podcast to help you transform your image and transform your influence. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Celeste Moore, and I'm a certified image consultant. And for the last 18 years, I've been helping men and women just like you master and discover their own unique style. So let's dive into the three body language cues. The first one is an open body. Now, I'm going to break this down because what's an open body? Imagine someone that's closed off. They have their arms closed, they have their legs crossed, or even their hands clasped like this. When I'm talking to you about an open body, that is open hands and arms, I'm not crossing my arms, but I'm leaving them open to the side. And I don't mean jazz hands, but like leave them open and to the side of your body. Also, make sure that your legs are not crossed. Because when you cross your body, any type of limb or hand is going to send a message that you're aloof, you don't want to be there, or you don't care. Also, most importantly, that you're closed off to anybody coming near your personal space. So this is going to keep someone at not only arm's length, but possibly at a room's length. So keep in mind when you're walking into a networking event or you're there in the room to make sure that your body language is open. Your body's open to receiving someone to come into your personal space so that you may introduce yourself, get to know someone. The second cue is smiling. Smiling can go 1,000 miles in any type of meeting, an event, networking, like we're talking about. Smiling is the gateway to open a conversation that you are open to chatting. You're open to getting to know somebody. Just imagine that you're in a room full of people and there's people that are uncomfortable. Maybe they're not smiling. Maybe they really don't want to be there. But if you see somebody smiling, you are attracted to that person. You naturally want to go over and have a conversation with that person, even when you don't know them. Because when you smile, you're open, you're warm, you're engaging, and that person can really get to know you. It also conveys trust. It also conveys happiness. All of those things are great icebreakers for meeting people that you don't necessarily know, but maybe you want to get to know. Also keep in mind, when you're actually talking to someone or a group of people and they're smiling at you, that allows you to build trust. That allows you to share more about yourself. Maybe you're uncomfortable, but someone is smiling and nodding their head, you're going to give them more information. This is a great tactic for any awkward situation. But honestly, make sure it's a genuine smile because there are people out there who know when it's not genuine. It could come off a little bit aloof, or you could look conceited if it's not truly genuine. So make sure it's a true smile. Eye contact. Eye contact is so important. It allows the person to know that you're open for a conversation. You're open to getting to know you, or just an introduction, if anything. Eye contact also conveys confidence. When someone is averting their eyes or they're looking down, they do not look confident. They look insecure. They look unsure of themselves. And if you're doing this at an event, people aren't going to want to come up and talk to you. They're going to want to let you be in your own space of uncomfortability. Also, it's very important that when someone else is speaking, that you maintain eye contact. This sends the message that the person's information is engaging. You are interested. You are curious. And this also sends a message that that person can trust you. Eye contact is very, very important. It shows that you want to get to know that person or their message. Now, I know that we all have distractions nowadays. We have iWatches, we have cell phones, we have computers, we have iPads. They all make a little ding sound. And know when you go into a networking event or any kind of meeting, you want to make sure that you silence these. Do not check them while you are engaged in a conversation, because the one moment that you avert your eyes like this, even if it's for a second, that tells the other person that you no longer are interested in hearing what they have to say. Even if it's for a second, it sends a message of you being rude, of you being distracted. And so that person will stop mid-sentence what they're saying, and they may even say, never mind. Now, imagine that you're meeting someone that's very special or that someone introduced you to, and you avert your eyes, and that person will immediately have an assumption that you do not care, and they will not get to know you after that. It's very important to not have those distractions. Remember that going to networking events can be intimidating. It can be uncomfortable, but just know that most people in that room are just uncomfortable. So it doesn't have to be, though. If you take these three body language cues, open body, smiling, and eye contact, you will meet those people that you're meant to be. You will be open, you will be friendly, and you will make those introductions that could last you a lifetime. Remember, all of these three body language cues create confidence in any situation, and it will allow you to walk into that next event with more confidence. If you enjoyed this episode and you want to hear more fashion and style and image tips, then please don't forget to hit that subscribe button below.